Herb Alpert. The song is entitled Rise. Interestingly enough, the way the story goes, although this was a big hit for him, it was not one that he really wanted the radio stations to release. He wanted the record companies to produce something else that he had done. Interestingly enough, this was not one of his favorite songs on the album, but the public loved it. I'm going to let that play in the background. Hats off to you, Mr. Alpert. As courtesy of Black Enterprise, we discuss some of the other royal black women around the world. You all have been hearing a lot about Meghan Markle, correct? Yes, beautiful lady who is part of the British royal family, or will be very, very, very soon. Well, is now, as of the hearing of this message. May 19th was the big day, marrying Prince Harry, 6th in line as the heir to the throne. And people have been looking at Miss Markle very, very closely. Well, Nick used to be Miss Markle. She comes from a white father and a black mother, social worker who lives in the mostly African-American LA suburb of View Park, Windsor Hills, which is one of the wealthiest black suburbs in America. As of their royal wedding, May 19th, Markle is addressed as Her Royal Highness and becomes not only a senior royal, but a duchess, according to the Telegraph. Isn't it interesting, though? She is not the only black female royal person in the world. There are more. Check this out. Princess Angela of Liechtenstein. She's born Angela Gisela Brown, a standout graduate of Parsons School of Design in New York, and she worked as a fashion director for Adrian Vittadini before marrying Prince Maximilian of Liechtenstein in January 2000. This Afro-Panamanian beauty also started her own line, A. Brown, which she headed for 3 years. The couple wed at the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer in New York after reportedly meeting a few years earlier at a reception in the city. There's more. Baroness Cecily DeMassey of Monaco. She's married to Christian Louis Baron DeMassey, who is Prince Rainier of Monaco's nephew. She herself is a fashionable beauty of Caribbean descent and a prominent fixture among the who's who of Monaco's social scene, also involved in philanthropy, serving as president of Ladies Lunch Monte Carlo, a charitable organization in Monaco. Let's head over to Swaziland, where we can meet Princess Sihanouk Nielso, the first of 30 children of King Umswati III of Swaziland. She's a princess who's more than a pretty face, speaking out to raise awareness on issues such as AIDS and poverty that affect her country. With interest in the arts, she studied drama at the University of Biola in California and was featured in publications as one of the top hottest young royals. All right, we're moving over to Nigeria, where we get to meet Princess Keisha Omolada, former model, spokesperson, and actress. Omolada adds brains to beauty as a businesswoman. The Inglewood, California native started Wonderful Brand, a multifaceted business that incorporates fashion, television, and web, with her husband, Kunle, a Nigerian prince. Known as the Pantene Girl, Omolada is cited as the first African-American woman to be featured in 3 consecutive commercials. I've been to Inglewood, as a matter of fact. All right, but more about Inglewood maybe on at a later date. For now, we got to head over to Austria, because there we have someone waiting for us by the name of Countess Mary von Habsburg. She's a native of Sudan and is the wife of Ferdinand Leopold Joseph Count von Habsburg of Austria. They wed in August 1999, hosting their ceremony in Nairobi, Kenya. And they have 3 children, all born in Nairobi. Their marriage was seen as controversial among the public and in royal circles because of her class as a commoner and her ethnic background. But the head of the Habsburg royal family, Dr. Otto von Habsburg, reportedly declared all Habsburg marriages equal. And I tell you, it is so interesting that this couple is truly an amazing couple as far as the look. As you can imagine, the husband, Ferdinand von Habsburg, from Austria, he's white. The way you would typically see an American. With his wife, Mary von Habsburg, being from Sudan, she has that very dark complexion that you might expect to see from a Sudanese. Beautiful lady, beautiful complexion. Hats off to the doctor for saying, hey, all Habsburg marriages are equal. I like it when someone who is in authority stands up for what's right and makes a statement about it, a bold statement, an authoritative statement, an assertive statement, to go ahead and shut down the madness. When we come back, we're going to head over to Uganda, where we get an opportunity to meet a queen.